Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee will be the new leader of the Republican majority when the 108th Congress convenes 2 weeks from now. It was all but assured from the moment Trent Lott resigned his leadership post on Friday. Frist was chosen by acclamation this afternoon in a highly unusual conference call that gathered most of the voices, if not the actual bodies, of the 51 Republican senators. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
At least 42 of the incoming Republican senators, many of them scattered far from Washington during this congressional recess, took part in this unprecedented election by conference call. Shortly after the vote, Bill Frist appeared at his district office in Nashville. He said that as a heart transplant surgeon, he'd had the experience of holding a human heart in his hands and then putting it into the chest of a dying woman.
A few moments ago, my colleagues gave me a responsibility equal to that. And in some ways, many would say, even a heavier responsibility. I accepted that responsibility with a profound, profound sense of humility, very similar to placing that heart into a dying woman or a child or a man. Yes, it's humility.
Frist said little about the racially tinged scandal that brought down Trent Lott. During their 45-minute meeting on the phone line, members of the Senate GOP caucus did hear from Lott. According to Rick Santorum, who chairs the caucus, Lott spoke briefly, thanking those on the line for their prayers and support.
No one, you know, felt good about what's gone on here the last few weeks. This has been a very, very difficult time for all members. But I think everybody also realized that Senator Lott made the right decision, and we have to move forward in a way that's in the best interest of the American public.
Santorum said that when he asked over the phone line who was in favor of Frist being leader, he only heard ayes in response. That was not surprising since nobody but Frist had stepped forward to fill the leadership vacuum left by Lott's resignation. In fact, it was Frist's challenge to Lott last Thursday and the large show of support the Tennessee senator quickly lined up that convinced Lott to quit as leader the next day. Frist today said the Senate should dedicate itself, in his words, to healing the wounds of division.
Over the last 2 to 3 weeks, it has been challenging times, not just for my Republican colleagues, but indeed for all of America. My colleagues have risen to the challenges of the past 2 weeks, and we will rise to the challenges of the next 2 years.
Frist said he had just gotten off the phone with the outgoing majority leader, Democrat Tom Daschle, and had pledged to work with Democrats and independents to have a positive and productive Senate session during the 2 years for which he's been elected majority leader. But with only 51 votes in a chamber where it usually takes 60 of the 100 senators to pass legislation, Frist has the same wafer-thin majority that Daschle had over the last year and a half. Senate Republicans managed to block much of what Daschle tried to do, and Frist is likely to encounter similar opposition from Democrats. But unlike Daschle, Frist has limited experience with the intricate parliamentary maneuvering of the Senate. Frist had never even voted until 5 years before getting elected to the Senate 9 years ago. His colleagues pledged today to help him learn his new job. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.